Red Foxy here. Red, I think it's wonderful that these people have gathered tonight to tribute you and obviously to roast you. You're such a nice guy, and you're very hard to roast. However, I'm just going to take a little bit of a stab at it, Fred. You know, Fred, I've been concerned about your future beyond the mayor's chair. And I've been so concerned, I've actually made a list of possible avenues that you may take after politics. And I've narrowed it down into three categories. Fred, you could pursue a career in athletics. But then again, Fred, your athletics suck. Unless I've had a memory slip, which I can't ever remember beating you, you beating me in squash. But to defend you, you know, I don't like to brag about my athletic conquest, but Fred, when you're playing someone like me, you got to train. And you've been training with inferior competition. Justin Cooper. Cookie. Athletes in their own mind. They basically, minds of athletes and bodies of academics. You got to train them. So, Fred, I don't think a career in athletics is for you. Your golf swing is tragic. I used to sit at the corner of Bay and Cannon waiting for you to catch up to me on the Around the Bay Roadway. So, Fred, athletics is out. Number two, I've been thinking about media, possible radio, because you have a face for radio. But number three, I got a job, Fred, down at Fox 40. After Dan McLean retired, he applied for this job and actually never showed up. And what it is it's a certified pee sucker. You know, we make these peeless whistles, but we actually make them with peas in them. And we hire certified, qualified people like you to suck the pee out of the whistle to make it peeless. Now, Dan McLean, actually, he really didn't qualify, so that's why we didn't hire him. Fred, I think you qualify as a certified pea sucker at Fox 40. So we look forward to that opportunity to share that responsibility. And Fred, you know, this also is a tribute to you. And I feel very proud to tribute you. The first thing I want to say is I want to thank your family for sharing you with our community for the last 4 years. There's quite a sacrifice for you, but there's also a sacrifice to your family. So Fred, for that, thank you for your family. The other thing, Fred, I want to say, in my dealings with you in business, in the community, they have been nothing but successful. I've been proud. You're recognized. You're respected. You're a quiet, sensitive leader. You have tremendous values. Above all else, Fred, since you took that position, that very important position as our mayor and served our community, you never stopped being Fred. Steadfast and loyal to your friends, steadfast and loyal to your family, steadfast and loyal to your community. Fred, we appreciate it. And I just want to say on behalf of the community, thank you for giving us a tremendous 4 years of leadership, passion, commitment, love for your community, and I want to wish you all the success in your upcoming career change. And Fred, just remember one thing, if all else fails, there's a job at Fox 40 as a certified pea sucker. Good luck, Fred.